as you know, at that hour. Jack was will be of that. We observe at their heads. I want to talk about Jyakusa tonight, and maybe tomorrow night, if I have time. I want to continue. The spirit of practice of the Akusta. The Akusta is one of the most impressive practice at a age. I haven't seen my left age, it is almost 37 or 7, maybe almost 40 years. But still, I have the impression now. Feeling of observing Jyakusa. And the history of Jyakusa is very long, even before Buddha. In India, there were same kind of observation. And in Japan too, we have still very primitive custom. Annual ceremony or observation in some part of Japan. In Japan, as I remember, January 14th is the day when we gather the old memorial tablet or old symbols of shrine and children or boys, dolls. Something holy, some equipment we need to observe something holy. And when it is very smutty, because at that time we banned firewood, kerosene lamp. The things in 1 year, the things become very dusty. Nothing. No? Nothing? And so, January, of course, New Year's Day, we renew all the decorations. The old ones, we carry old ones to the shrine, which is always waiting for those things. All the small shrines, or just stone, not silver, but stone deities, called the dosos. Rest of the day, we do not know even there is dosos. But on New Year's Day, or from New Year's Day to January 14th, all the old symbols and ornaments will be there. People take them to the old shrine. So at that time, we realize that. On January 14th, we make pretty big shrine, maybe 6 feet high, with straw. And when it is dark, we set fire on it and burn it. And people, children, come with dice ball. Dice ball is made on New Year's Day. And it is, we put it on the branches of the tree. The kind of thing. And we decorate in front of the altar. And on January 14th, children take all the small dice balls, dango, and bathe it in that fire. Amazed by the old decoration. Some people know why we do it, and some don't. My mother told me the story of why we do it. All year round, Dosoji, that God, going visiting various parts of the village. And who observe good people and who don't, he has. He is supposed to keep the record, as in also does in Tathara Zendo or Shishi Zendo. Who attends? Doesn't. How many times someone didn't come? He has that kind of responsibility. So he is supposed to have all the records. And on January 15th is the day when some guard come and check the his knot. And when someone didn't observe, maybe evil deity come, evil spirit come and check the record. And if someone didn't observe a good precept, then that evil spirit will visit his home. That was the idea. But the occasion is very good, yes, good God. But before he comes, he burns the record. And he may say, yesterday evening, we had a big fire. So, I have no more record. It was burnt away. So I haven't. I'm sorry, he may say. So wherever the evil spirit goes, many deities will say, those are the nature. No, I'm sorry. We have big fire and we have no record. So I'm sorry. But next year I will be taken care of. Please come next year. So evil spirit doesn't know where to go. So all the villagers will be protected from the evil spirit. That is the story. That kind of story. Legendary stories were also in India. That story came from India to Japan, and in some part of Japan we are still observing it. In the 14th, the 14th, sometimes 14th, sometimes 15th, it is according to the moon. Full moon will be sometimes 14th and sometimes 15th. Before full moon, it is, we call it white day, white night. And after full moon, we call it black day. Moon is, more and more become black. Eighth, fourteenth, fifteenth is the day we observe precepts. Layman observe that is eighth precept. Which is the eighth precept is the same precept. Priest of God. But on those days, 8th and 14th and 15th is the day layman observe same precepts as priest of God or Buddha's direct disciple of God. Those precepts are called Hatsaitai. Sai is Sai means same. Sai. you know, if this soba and this soba is, you know, this soba and this soba is safe, well balanced. Hatsai kai. Hatsai kai. Why we call sai means, sai means equal. Like your left hand shoulder and right hand shoulder is equal. And sai means equal. So on that day, 14th, 8th, 14th, 15th is the day when layman and monk observe same precept, sky precept, heart is eight. And the rock size is 6, 5, it is rather complicated. Sai in a later, we use it with precept, sai, kai, sai, kai. So, sai more and more change, meaning change. And sai later, meant nowadays means cure, but the original meaning is fair. We have doxides is before 15th, we have 3 days. After 15th, we have 3 days. So we have 6 days to observe pure precept. And on those 6 days, we observe Hatsaika, 8 pure precept, which is equivalent to Arahat, Buddha's disciples, he said. And the 8th precept, 4 precepts of 8 precepts is the nature of precepts. And other precepts is prohibitory precepts. In Mahayana precepts, we put emphasis on the nature of precepts. But in Hinayana, or Theravada, they put emphasis on prohibitory precepts. Before Buddha, it is some observation to keep themselves from evil spirits by doing something good. Dana precepts was the very old precepts, both for Buddhist and pre-Buddhist people. Dana precepts. If you observe Dana precepts, you will be born in some good land after you die. That is why they observe done apprentice, before apprentice. And try Buddhist of that dharma process is different. Not for to have good future life. But to accomplish Buddhahood in this life. That is Buddhist way of spiritual observing people and dharma people. Anyway, this kind of observation now, by observation of the precepts, and that before Buddha they try to keep themselves from evil spirits, to protect themselves from evil spirits. After Buddha, they also gathered laymen and monks and Buddha's precepts get together and recited precepts, Buddha precepts. And those who did not, those who fail to observe the precepts make confession of it. And those who do not say anything people who are supposed to observe the precepts. In that way, they recite the precepts. So the most important part of the sati ceremony is to recite Bommo Kyo, the precept. Bommo Kyo is the Mahayana, about Mahayana precept. And when for instance, I recite those precepts. And you should think about what you did. And if you didn't observe good precepts, you should say, I didn't, I'm sorry. Then, by the power of confession, your bad karma will be weaker. In that way, to purify our mind and to keep our Buddha's way, we they observe sattva. Sattva is pusa, or pusa, pusa or pusa, pusa da, pusa or up is to do something good. Do something good, to increase good, positive side. That is to stop doing that. Of precepts is to encourage good practice and to stop evil desires. to continue good practice, good precepts and regulations, and to put an end to bad delusions, observations that idea of Buddha. Pusada. Pusa, to do something. Something we have. To continue something good. And to stop something good. Something bad. Or to stop or something bad come or arise. That is the meaning of stop. Pusa. In that way, Buddhists have been observed sattva is Japanese, or maybe Chinese too. But it is, character doesn't mean anything, but it is transliteration of the Pusada, Sanskrit. So we just say we should observe stuff, and when your everyday practice is good, when you observe this stuff, you feel dear Caesar, Zenta. And gyaku sattva. Gyaku means abbreviated observation, not full observation, because we have so many teachers, you know, and so many scriptures. So if we, you know, read all of it, it takes a long, long time. So we in Japan or in China, instead of observing 6 times a month, we just observe 15th and the last day of the month. And the things we Mahayana school of Buddhism, like Zen or Shin or some Tendai or Shino, we read Bodhisattva Buddha, Bodhisattva Buddha, Mahayana Buddha. On them. That is why we say gyaku. 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 What do you say? Not full, but a part of it. Right. If he, if this orchestra is, you know, if we were small orchestra, that is, simplified orchestra. Yeah. Think is there, but more simple. Why we say so is because we do not read all the precepts. One by one, because it takes too long time. Maybe in comparison to Bodhisattva precept, I should refer to 8 Hastaikai, 8 precepts. The first one is don't care. And don't take, which is not given to you. Don't steal. Don't steal means to take something which is not given to you. And do not cling to the nature of man or woman, or nature of, don't cling to the difference. Different. If it is different, it's pretty good. You cling to it more than that. Man and woman, you don't understand, is the difference of the nature. If you understand, woman is the form and nature is. It is different from a man. And then it is easy to understand. Nearer to understand. But if you say man and nature of man and woman is like water and rain, or plus and minus, that is not understanding. Do you understand the feeling? When you stick to it terribly, it is more than different. That is why you lose your way. If you think, she's a little bit different from me, she's a little mental. Anyway, I have no time to discuss. But think. What I mean. Different? Not opposite, not pair of opposite, actually. But different. our minds is closed, we have freedom from this kind of concept. Because you are not free from those concepts, you lose your freedom. You will be enslaved by that. Nature is the same, but functioning is different. And that is, Buddhist understanding about various existing beings. That we, anyway, we possess everything, But difference is something is right, with me, something is beyond my reach right now. That is the difference. But anyway, by nature, everything belongs to me. Then, by nature, everything is fixed. It looks like different from one to the other. This is the third piece of stone picture. Fourth one is don't tell a lie. You cannot tell a lie. Those four features are the nature of human beings. It expresses how human beings, how everything exists. It means that everything has Buddha nature and everything is the same, it's one. When your mind is clear, you understand in that way. When your mind is confused, you do not understand God, man and woman, my position or other's position, or something to kill or to be killed, someone who kill or who is killed, or something true or something which is not true. That kind of duality doesn't exist. Dualistic understanding is anything, is anywhere. It's not good understanding. When we are free from dualistic understanding of precepts of being, then you understand what is Buddha nature. So we call it Shokai. Nature. And fifth is don't drink sake. Japanese people like sake, but we use sake. Don't sell or drink sake. Don't be intoxicated by liquor. Fishing, 10 years practice is not good. You rely on that, you take time. So it means you are ready. Poise means to compassion. You sit and see involved in that around person. That's called person. You say sometimes good translation, hoitu, as you say. Yeah, to be that. Drinking sake. If you drink sake, you have not much body. You don't feel you have to practice. You feel good because you feel good. But that is just temporal, tentative, maybe. So you shouldn't see. Involved in such a drinking practice. That is system. And the rest of the, and this, we have three more. And the three is not just three, many. You shouldn't treat this gorgeous high bed or something like that. You shouldn't decorate you shouldn't use something too beautiful. on your ears, on your eyebrows, on your lips. Or you shouldn't use too strong incense powder or not. Perfume. Okay. But there's many people. Not three. But this is the thing. In fact, that's three. Six, seven is something like that, down three. High, not bad. Hey, my friend, three. And this my grandfather was used to three. It looks like Buddhist. Buddhist, yeah. There are roofs too, big roofs. All right. Don't treat on such a ground, bed of ground stairs. That kind of people are formal people. But tentatively, they count. Don't treat big, high, and dead. That is vegetable, maybe, heavy. Six, seven, I don't remember. Anyway, something like that. The restaurant was very important one. Don't eat after afternoon. That is why John Bishop, you know, and at lunchtime, while we are eating, before the second start, we come to the Manjushri. Take back prayer to the teacher, because he doesn't eat after prayer. Because it's part. So maybe I shouldn't try, you know. I shouldn't remain like this, but I feel Manjushri speaks of observing people. Excuse me, I'm eating. After 12 o'clock, I was, I am now contemporary, more than three. That is very important, that people, that is independent people. And before Buddha said that, he said, for Buddhists it is a very important precept, the four precepts, which means our Buddha nature. What is our Buddha? How to realize Buddha? Don't kill. Don't steal. Don't be and don't act in contest us. Or that is not legal and stupid. Don't be sexual. Don't be don't tell a lie. Those are very important. But don't eat after 12 means Buddha or Buddhist activity or Buddha everyday life. So as long as we put emphasis on our everyday life, not only our everyday life is very important. So that is one independent. Especially in Theravada, and before Buddha. In Indian people, after finish their household life, they would go to the forest, the mountain, and started religious life, receiving food from people. And as soon as he receives just enough food, he eats on that day, came back and eat before noon. And afternoon, they didn't eat and practice hard and started purely religious. But that was their Indian people's practice. But we say, they say, do not eat after 12 o'clock. Means you should keep up religious, pure religious practice. That is the origin of Takuhat practice. Takuhat is that spirit we practice. Takuhat. Do you know Takuhat? What is Takuhat? Begging ball we go out. And in the morning we go out with begging ball and they feed some food or fruit and decently money too, and come back. At Tathara we have guest season. Guest season is a kind of Takuhat, should be a kind of Takuhat. We help people by our spiritual practice and they give us material money. So it is practice of dana, a practice for them and for us too. We give them spiritual fruit to them. And they give us material divide to us. That is the spirit of guest season. The extended practice of Takuhat. That guest preparation is more complicated than Takuhat. Very similar to city practice, worldly practice. Looks like business. But if you go out with begging, it is pure begging practice. Direct to that practice. Relationship, monks and laymen will be direct practice of dana practice. So you feel as if you are practicing this Buddha's way if you practice Takuhat. And if you practice guest season practice, unless your spirit, your understanding is very good and your spirit is very strong, you will be confused, easily confused. And you will be mixed up. Your practice will be mixed up, which usual, you know, mundane, way of life. But we shouldn't be mixed up. So, the last one. Don't eat after noontime is very good and very important. It is a direct expression of Buddha's practice, like Takahashi. Don't observe Takahashi. In one word, it means it includes everyday Buddhist everyday life. Same thing, don't eat after noon, after 12 o'clock. And go and practice across, same thing. And this practice has been long, long practice for as a Buddhist. Even from before Buddha, for spiritual people, this is very important practice. And more, in Bodhisattva people, this Buddha nature people, became more important. And three refugees, and the three collective people. What happened? So we have 16 people, 3 deities, 3 treasures. We take deities in the 3 treasures. And the 3 collective here. The 6 and 10 great prohibitory people. Prohibitory precepts, we say, but it is the precepts of Buddha nature. So Bodhidharma, according to Bodhidharma, explanation, explanation of precepts. He Buddha nature is pure and clear. Each precept, as he says, Buddha nature is free, pure and clear. And in many words, for when he explains the same great precepts. That is Zen precepts or Mahayana. So I think I want to continue this lecture. I hope I can finish it tomorrow. Night. I couldn't, I will continue. I continue to extend it to the next